I support Manchester United.
I support Luton Town Football Club.
Joel.
Arsenal.
Millwall.
Chelsea.
Play, and Joe Cole hits it in towards Ashley Cole. What a goal, number eight, Ashley Cole.
Football fans and their favourite clubs. Hi, I'm Dermot Mitchell. Are you a footy fan? Yes? Well, you're in for a treat today.
是的，如果你是一个爱好足球运动的人 ，a footy fan， 那么今天的英国问答节目就会让你特别开心。大家好，我是杨丽。
We had a question from Li Yan.
I'm a big fan of a Premier League. What impresses me most is the fans' loyalty to their favorite teams. I want to know something about this football culture. How do they show their support? And why do they support one team over another? Thanks.
So, Li Yan wants to know something about the football culture in Britain.
Football culture, 足球文化。李岩同学是英超球迷，他希望通过英国问答节目呢，来了解一下英国的球迷们是怎样支持自己的球队的，还有他们是出于什么原因而支持一个球队的。
Today we'll have a look at the first question. How do people support their team? Passion or obsession?
今天我们回答第一个问题，也就是狂热的足球迷如何支持自己的球队？对足球的狂热是一种热情呢，还是一种过分的迷恋？
I support Newcastle United. It's the town I grew up in, and my town is Newcastle, and people from Newcastle really love football.
That's our colleague Catherine. She said that people from Newcastle really love football.
纽卡斯尔人特别喜欢足球。
People from other parts of the UK and abroad also love football too, such as this supporter from Argentina.
So, do you support any football team?
Yes, I do. I like Arsenal.
Can you tell me how you normally support them?
Well, I buy the season tickets and I go to the stadium to see the matches and also by TV. That's the way I support.
Excellent. Thank you. What's your name?
My name is Enrique.
Thank you.
Season tickets are one way of watching football live at a discounted rate. There are lots of people who do that.
买季票去看阿森纳的球赛，季票就是 season tickets. 折扣价 discounted rate.
这里是 BBC Learning English.
Curious?
好奇吗
?Curious?
英国问答为您讲解。
Then ask about Britain.
Buying season tickets is definitely one way of showing support. But a real footy fan often does more than that.
Well, listen to the story by Nicholas, who gives us a vivid description of a Chelsea supporter in his office.
When I think about football, it annoys me because I've got a workmate of mine in the office. He puts on the Chelsea clothes, and because he's won it this time,He ensures that everyone knows that he's supporting Chelsea. And he tells us that he's been a fan since he's been a youth. And he gives us a history of what he's been doing, how much money he's been spending, how he used to go down to the grounds, even before they used to have seats. And he's so passionate about it. He's an avid follower of football.
Nicholas 向我们描述了他办公室的一个同事，一个铁杆切尔西支持者。
This Chelsea fan is described as passionate and avid.
充满热情的 passionate, 热心痴迷的 avid.
Yes, when it comes to Chelsea, this person is a know-it-all.
无所不知的人就是 know-it-all.
And he shows his support by ensuring that he knows all the players, the history of what's going on in the club, the different people in the management, and he ensures that when he comes in with the fixtures of the matches, he'd know when the matches are going. He has all the various souvenirs, all the trophies that they've won. He's even able to tell you the different penalties that they've had and the setups and the letdowns that they've had in the whole club. It has become his lifestyle. He talks about it when we're eating, he talks about it when we're doing our work, and anything that...would bring it into memory, he'd ensure that he rubs in. It's his whole life, it's his whole lifestyle, it's his heartbeat. And I admire him for that, although I hate it when he still wins.
Excellent, Nicholas.
这个人听上去可够铁杆的。 他对切尔西的所有队员、历史和管理层都了如指掌，他对每一场比赛的安排 fixtures of the matches 也都清楚无误。
He has all the souvenirs and trophies of the club.
纪念品 souvenirs 还有 trophies 就是奖杯。
He knows all the penalties, upsets and letdowns in the club's history.
所有的罚点球 penalties, 挫折 upsets和失望 letdowns.
Football means so much to him that it has become his lifestyle, his whole lifestyle.
生活方式就是 lifestyle. 足球已经成为了这个人的全部的生活内容 his whole lifestyle. 他整天没完没了地跟别人谈论切尔西足球俱乐部，反反复复地说一件事，这个用英语表达就是
To rub it in. To say the same thing again and again.When a person does that, he's going to make himself a nuisance.
A nuisance 就是一个令人讨厌的人。
The problem with football fans is that they can get a bit crazy at times. As we hear from Clive next, some people are obsessed with football.
Obsessed with football. 对足球达到了一种痴迷上瘾的程度。
They're not passionate, they're obsessed.They're obsessed with football. And London, which is where I live, there are lots and lots of football clubs. It's impossible to drive down the road without seeing a football club. And I think it is a kind of macho male type thing that they need to have someone to support. The fans just go mad. I mean, I said they were obsessed at the beginning, and they were. It's just like they scream at everything, they shout, they throw things at their players, they boo and hiss the other team.
Wigan 0, and they've saved the best right to the end. Their best scoreline at the...
Clive is a Londoner. In his opinion, a lot of people love football so much that they are simply obsessed with it. Why? Because he thinks that it is a kind of macho, male type of thing to have someone to support.
在 Clive 看来啊，热爱足球是一种男性化、男人气的体现。 A macho, male type of thing.他们需要支持某个球队来体现这一点。接着 Clive 形容了在足球场上球迷的疯狂表现。
They scream, they shout, they throw things at their players and boo and hiss the other team.
他们大喊大叫 scream and shout. 他们向球员投掷东西 they throw things at their players, 并且给对方起哄 boo and hiss the other team.
Football is something that can connect us all.But it can get over the top, especially when it comes to your favorite team.
Well, that's exactly what we are going to talk about next week. Why do people choose to support one team over another?
Till next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Belletti now has a chance to cross.
Across China, this is BBC Learning English.